Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just when we thought this story about Brett Kavanaugh was over with, someone's trying to resurrect this again, even to the point of talk about possible impeachment. Yes, it's absolutely crazy, but it's true. We will talk about this. Also, the issue of what's going on with Saudi Arabia and an attack that's really been characterized as a type of Pearl Harbor. What will be the impact of the global events, militarily speaking, politically speaking, and for many of us, our concern about what happens to gas prices? Because we're seeing stories already about the possibility of skyrocketing gas prices. This is at a time, it was just a few weeks ago, we mentioned on this program, the distinct possibility gas prices could actually go below $2 a gallon. Well, I think that's not going to happen now, based on what's happened. But I want to start with an encouraging story. This one involving a university that's taking an extraordinary step. Here's the story. It involves a fourth grader and a volunteer spirit. That's also a hint about the school that we're referencing as well. I will tell you what's happened here has really set this young student up for a bright future. Quite an opportunity. Here's what's happened. The Florida boy drew his version of the UT logo and pinned it to his orange shirt for his school's College Colors Day. The purpose behind this, and we can put aside our particular allegiances to colleges and universities. You may not be excited about the Tennessee Volunteers, but this little boy happened to be. He wanted to support the Volunteers, but he didn't have a shirt of his own. His teacher wrote on Facebook the boy was proud of his creation. But guess what happened? Other kids made fun of him. The university heard about what happened and sent him a box of Tennessee gear. It also adopted the homemade UT logo as an official design and has pre-sold more than 50,000 shirts since they went on sale online. Can you believe that? Yeah. This kid had no idea what he was doing, what he has opened up. In fact, the university will not profit from the shirts. It's donating the proceeds to a charity. The charity, appropriately so, is Stomp Out Bullying. And they're going to do something else, which is pretty extraordinary for a kid who's only in fourth grade. The school is going to pay for the boy's scholarship with money from the school. So this kid is getting a scholarship to become part of the class of 2032 at UT. Pretty cool. Isn't that awesome? School officials said the boy's mother has expressed gratitude to the university and said the family has been deeply touched by the overwhelming outpouring from people around the world. I thought this was pretty cool. 50,000 shirts sold already. And now this kid has a bright future. All he has to do is just earn some decent grades, and wonderfully so, he will have the opportunity to become part of the class of 2032. at UT. Good stuff. Let's talk about what's going on with a very volatile situation in the Middle East. A weekend drone attack on Saudi Arabia. It's cut into the global energy supplies. In fact, it's half the kingdom's oil production. And now there's concern about a regional crisis. The U.S. has released new evidence to back up allegations Iran was responsible for the assault. What's the motivation behind this? Their nuclear deal is collapsing. This is the deal worked out with President Barack Obama. President Donald Trump said the U.S. had reason to believe it knew who was behind the attack, his Secretary of State blaming Iran the previous day and assuring Twitter followers that we are locked and loaded. Wow, that's pretty strong language, locked and loaded. Depending on verification, now waiting to hear from the Saudis as to who they believe was behind the attack and under what terms we would proceed. The tweets followed a National Security Council meeting at the White House that included Vice President Mike Pence, Mike Pompeo, who's the Secretary of State, and Defense Secretary Mark Esper. A U.S. official said all options, including a military response, were on the table, but no decisions have been made. Hours earlier, senior U.S. officials said satellite imagery and other intelligence showed the strike was inconsistent with one launched from Yemen, where Iranian-backed Houthi rebels had claimed responsibility. Iran, meanwhile, called the U.S. claims maximum lies, while a commander in its paramilitary Revolutionary Guard reiterated its forces could strike U.S. military bases across the Mideast with their arsenal of ballistic missiles. This is why I've described this as a very volatile situation. The U.S. government produced these satellite photos showing what officials said were at least 19 points of impact at two Saudi energy facilities, including damage at the heart of the kingdom's crucial oil processing plant. Officials say these photos show impacts consistent with the attack coming from the direction of Iran or Iraq, not Yemen, in the south. But Iran or Iraq? Iraq denying Sunday its territory was used for an attack on the kingdom, and U.S. officials saying a strike from there would be a violation of Iraq's sovereignty.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over on the text line, the person would like to know why are our oil prices going up if we don't use Saudi oil? Well, I'm sure we do. May not be as dependent on Saudi oil as we used to be, but it's still part of the worldwide market, and it'll have an impact. Vince, I am an Alabama fan and do not like Tennessee whatsoever. But this story about the kid and his T-shirt, so heartwarming, so happy for him. The entire Tennessee band was wearing his shirt on Saturday as well. Very cool. Good thing there's not a Bush or a Clinton or an Obama in office, or we would have fired off some cruise missiles already and called up every military reservist. You think so? Vince, with all the negative around the world today, especially our political horrors, it's a true blessing. You start every show on a positive note. About this fourth grader's T-shirt. Hoorah, brother. That is Dave out of Campobello. Vince, I think you're forgetting we're now the world's largest producer of natural energy. I don't think the great Donald Trump is concerned about an oil shortage. However, he will look after our allies. What should we do? Kill them all? Let God sort it out? The drone strikes are almost out of Saddam's playbook against Kuwait. Here we go again. That's Greg out of Greer. Some people ask the question, is Trump's intel source the same that Bush had against Iraq? That's an appropriate question to ask. What to do with Iran? Full-on invasion with a goal to conquer and occupy. It worked with Japan. It'll work there, too. Wow, that's a pretty ambitious plan. Can you imagine what that would look like? Just some of the ideas that are coming across this morning on our text line. Now, I mentioned one of the concerns in light of what has happened is the possibility of a spike in oil prices. Now, I mentioned just a few weeks ago, here we were celebrating the prospect of gasoline prices going under $2 a gallon. Not so fast. Traders and analysts are expecting oil to jump $5 to $10 a barrel today. The longer-term prices depend on the extent of the damage. And the markets will figure out how does this fit in with the overall geopolitical risk. And then the other question is this attack the end? Or is it possible something else occurs? The concern is oil prices could actually spike to as high as $100 a barrel. If the oil supply out of Saudi Arabia does not quickly resume. Attacks on two plants at the heart of the kingdom's oil industry knocked out more than half of Saudi Arabia's crude output. That's about 5% of the global supply. And this goes back to what I said. Even if we aren't taking anything from Saudi Arabia ourselves, there's no way that you can not have this create some sort of ripple effect on the oil market. And that's what we're concerned about. Industry sources are saying it may take weeks for Saudi Arabia's oil production to be fully online again. Just a heads up. What do you think? In fact, what would you recommend? Let's go out to Pageland, Craig, to get your thoughts on this. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, Vince, I'm wondering this. I've been being told for the last 6 months that we're approaching our energy independence, basically, in the oil industry, and we're actually exporting them. Why can't we maybe stop the exports for a little bit and keep our prices where they are?
Now, what do you think the impact would actually be if we were to do that?
Well, I think what it would actually be is the oil companies would lose a little bit of their overseas profit, but they would support us Americans who buy their gas and keep us from feeling the pain of some crazy people halfway around the world.
Okay. By the way, the president's indicated he's ready to tap into our reserves if necessary, if this does become an issue. So,
that's very good news. My niece actually owns some untapped wells that have been part of the reserve from my grandmother 100 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Finally get some.
That is pretty impressive. Well, thanks very much for your call there, Craig. Let us go out to Glenn in Greenville. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince.
Yes, sir.
I have made this comment before and usually get cut off, but I'll try one more time. The truth is, oil is a monopoly. We're in a monopoly because you can't run your car without gasoline. So no matter how much oil we pump out of the United States, no matter how much we find, no matter what we do, we are always locked into this problem of when something happens in the Middle East, our prices go up. It doesn't matter if we're the biggest oil producer in the world. We're in a monopoly. We've got to get away from it. We got to get as far away from oil as we possibly can. Otherwise, we're doomed. That's my feeling.
So doesn't have anything to do with global warming or greenhouse gases. You'd like to see us move away from this altogether?
We have to, and it does have something to do with all the rest of the stuff, but we got to get away from it. It's a monopoly. We have always hated monopolies. The United States, the capitalist system, hates monopolies. But for some strange reason, the Republican Party has tied themselves to this boat called oil, and they're going to go down with it. And I don't understand it. They should be in pushing every alternative, because that's the way the capitalist system works. This is not capitalism. This is a monopoly, and we're paying the price.
Well, here's the other question. How do you move away from this alleged monopoly?
You create other alternatives.
Now, who does that?
It's a national security issue.
Are you saying the government does this?
They have to, like they would with any research item, they pay for the research to create the alternative, and then you let the market take care of it.
Does the word Solyndra mean anything to you?
That's the biggest pile of poo I have ever heard. Solyndra was an honest attempt to do something, and the Chinese undercut the price to the point where it failed, and the Republicans have beat that into the ground. China did that to us, and Trump won an election saying China does that to us. Now, why do you want to bring that up when it's an example of China?
I bring that up because the issue there, to me, the big concern I have is about cronyism. I get what you're saying concerning interference from foreign countries. That is a problem, Glenn. But at the same time, I don't trust the government to make deals or to promote some type of energy program. I think the best thing is for them to stay out.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Monopoly. The monopoly exerted by the oil industry. Start diverting more domestic export oil back into the U.S. to protect us from the price spikes, this caller says. Last caller, none of the alternative energy sources work. Great idea. Shell, ExxonMobil, BP, so on. How is that a monopoly? I don't see how Iran benefits from a war with the U.S. Russia would. U.S. and the Saudis would follow the money. I don't know about that caller, but we'll never get away from oil because I don't want to fly in a solar-powered airplane. I'll tell you what, if you think that's a great idea, you go first. I'm serious. Another texter, not so kind, that idiot is a socialist. There are no reliable alternatives, and the private sector creates the alternatives, not the government. Glenn is a socialist moron. Well, be nice to the guy. Largest importer of Saudi oil, the Chinese. So if this makes oil go up and makes the Chinese economy suffer, consider it a blessing that it happened. Vince, I was surprised you didn't disagree with the last caller's use of the term monopoly. Vince, apparently one of your callers has no idea what a monopoly is. Example, if oil industry is a monopoly, then so is the clothing industry. He obviously went to public school. This guy is a progressive troll. His defensiveness about Solyndra gave him away. Good job exposing him for what he is. Vince, I've already filled up both cars and 4 7-gallon jugs at $2.07 a gallon. P.S. I've got no problem with nuking Iran. They're a cancer that's in dire need of the radiation cure. Jim out of Easley. Wow. I'm very curious as to how many people have this perspective that we ought to take strong action if it is indeed proven that the Iranians are behind this. The other story starting to circulate, a New York Times story developing over the weekend. We now have another accuser. This is an alleged bombshell story produced by the New York Times, claiming a new sexual assault victim of the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has been found. By the way, it's drawn from an upcoming book written by the newspaper's reporters. It was able to corroborate an allegation by former classmate Deborah Ramirez that Kavanaugh exposed his private parts to her during a drunken party at a Yale University. This was at a party at Yale University when they were undergraduates. The president wrote on Twitter that Brett Kavanaugh should start suing people for libel, or the Justice Department should come to his rescue. Here to provide some perspective on this, on what this story is about and where this thing might go, to the point we're even hearing the word impeachment used, believe it or not. This is kind of crazy, isn't it? We have Jenny Beth Martin, Honorary Chairman of Tea Party Patriots Action. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning, Vince. Thanks for having me.
First off, where did this allegation come from? We thought this story was dead and buried, but here we are revisiting this yet again.
We are revisiting it yet again. The allegation is from Matt Steyer. Matt Steyer was an attorney for President Clinton during the Lewinsky investigation, and he is claiming that he was at a party where Kavanaugh dropped his pants and exposed himself to other people and made a girl touch him. Yet the accuser, or the person who was the alleged victim in this, does not recall this event ever taking place. And this is something that Senate Democrats had during the hearings and last year before Kavanaugh was confirmed, and they could not find any proof that it actually happened. So it's just yet another unfounded allegation to try to smear Kavanaugh and to taint every decision that he makes in the Supreme Court.
You know what's crazy about this? Now with this new allegation, there's even talk circulating about possibly impeaching Brett Kavanaugh. What, on what basis?
They are claiming, I don't even know what the basis is. But there are a lot of people at this point who are calling for it. Senators, candidates for who are running for president on the Democrat side, these people who never wanted Kavanaugh to get on the bench in the first place now want to do everything they can to remove him. And we knew this was coming. We knew this was coming even as he was confirmed to the Supreme Court. There are very sore losers who are upset that Hillary Clinton did not win the election and that a radical leftist Democrat was not the one who was making nominations and getting them confirmed through the Supreme Court, through the Senate to the Supreme Court. It's sour grapes, and it's destructive to our country, the way that the left is acting right now.
And speaking of elections, we have presidential candidates who've all weighed in on this. This is like a chorus that's gotten started. Kamala Harris: I sat through those hearings. Brett Kavanaugh lied to the U.S. Senate, most importantly, the American people. He was put on the court through a sham process, and his place in the court is an insult to the pursuit of truth and justice. He must be impeached. Elizabeth Warren: last year, the Kavanaugh nomination was rammed through the Senate without a thorough examination of the allegations against him. Confirmation is not exoneration, and these newest revelations are disturbing. Like the man who appointed him, Kavanaugh should be impeached. And Julian Castro: it's more clear than ever. Brett Kavanaugh lied under oath. He should be impeached, and Congress should review the failure of the Department of Justice to properly investigate the matter. We have about a minute left here. Obviously, we've kind of made it clear here there's really no evidence of anything to work with. Do you think these Democrats are actually going to push ahead with some type of impeachment process on this?
I think that they will try to raise money off of it and try to motivate their base to go to the polls over it. What they fail to understand is that the Supreme Court motivates the right, I think, much more than it motivates the left. It's why the Republicans won the Senate in 2014. So if they want to make sure that the Republican base gets out and the conservative base gets out, they need to continue to attack Kavanaugh and to continue to call for his impeachment.
One final question here. Do you think there's anything to be concerned about here? Well, obviously the Republicans are in charge of the Senate. Could they bruise him by actually impeaching him in the House? Is that actually going to happen, do you think?
I don't think that it will happen because there's 31 Democrats who are in districts that Trump won, and then they flip the seat to a Democrat seat. They're swing districts. If they want to win re-election, they are going to have to appeal to the Trump voters, and the Trump voters support Kavanaugh.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And you got these presidential candidates all chiming in to beat the drum on impeachment. I mean, it's just relentless. We're also talking about the possibility of, well, let's just call it for what it is, war in the Middle East over oil. On the text line, the Iranians declared war against us November 4th, 1979. This war has been coming for 40 years. The United States has been patient to a fault. Vince, I have a great idea for a new law. Let's call it the Truth in Politics Act. It simply says you can say anything about anyone as long as you can prove it. If you can't, you can be held accountable with no protection against a lawsuit. This should take care of things that are happening to Justice Kavanaugh. Please ask Senator Scott to introduce it this week. That is from Jeff. On this alleged assault, or whatever you want to call it, this news story that's circulating. Vince, if this guy witnessed this incident, why didn't he stop it himself? Not much of a man himself, if it really happened. That is from Doug. By the way, let me just remind you my position on these things. And some people might think this is idealistic. I just think this is reality and how I deal with things. The only purpose for an allegation of this sort, there should be two legitimate purposes. One of them is to bring it up for the purpose of reconciliation or for the purpose of justice. Those are the only legitimate reasons. Now, what's going on now? This is all about politics. This is all about sullying somebody's reputation. And for that reason, I think it needs to be dismissed, summarily dismissed. On the oil subject, this texter saying, actually, oil was a monopoly under Rockefeller's Standard Oil until its breakup in 1911. via government antitrust laws, establishing 34 separate companies, such as Exxon, Chevron. Tell the idiot caller to read a book. The History Channel did an entire series, The Men Who Built America. That is from Dave. By the way, someone saying this new story, this Kavanaugh story, has already been retracted. It really doesn't matter, because for the politicians, they will keep beating this drum. Remember that line I told you I heard in a newsroom one time? Darn, the facts have gotten in the way of another story. Let's go out to Jim in Charlotte. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Vince. The Saudis are getting ready to do what will either be the world's largest IPO or certainly the world's largest oil IPO in a company called Aramco. And I got to think they probably didn't want half of their refinery or production shut down, but their net worth, or at least what's in the ground and what's left, probably went up a half a trillion yesterday. And the Iranians, you know, that's their main cash cow too. So they're all laughing over there while this is going on, because all their in the ground assets and future cash flows just got marked up tremendously.
So you're saying everybody gains from this? Everybody in the oil industry will gain from this?
Vince, I've said since 9/11, 18 years ago, that we're over there for two reasons. One is oil, and two is nukes. That's the only reason to be over there. Now, we can talk about the Israelis in the Holy Land, you know. That's good to go visit over there and pray a little harder when you're there than when you're over here. But the real reason we're over there, Vince, is oil and nukes. And yeah, those guys are all wet. Now, the Saudis, I don't trust them. Most of the 911 hijackers were Saudis or Saudi empathizers,
yep,
nationals.
Yep.
And they just cut the head off of one guy that was complaining about them, one of their citizens. So how can you trust them? And they may blow up half of their production just to mark up all their assets in the Aramco IPO. Now, that's probably going to get deferred now. If it's true that half of their production has been shut down, the Aramco IPO, which is going to go off sometime in the next year, may get delayed again. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but
time will tell. And, you know, Jim, I share your cynicism. No matter what, these folks are going to profit big time. They will figure out a way to do it. There's no question about it. On the Kavanaugh story, Ed in Charlotte. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. There's a war going on, and it's in the Supreme Court. I think the Dems have gotten an update on Justice Ginsburg's health status. They see another potential conservative judge being nominated, and they are working their you-know-whats off to try to get one off the court before they get another one put on.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting, the timing of this. You do wonder whether there is something to that. Appreciate your call there, Ed. It's quite possible there could be another nomination to the court before the end of the first Trump presidency. And then you throw in the prospect of another 4 years. I mean, there's no way. I'm just going to tell you right now, even if Trump is reelected, there is no way she's going to be on the court for 4 years in addition to that. It's just not going to happen, no matter what she's saying.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.